There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Whenever we access the internet, we leave a footprint behind. And whenever we interact with it in any way, we become part of an algorithm. And that information, that algorithm, is used to market products to us and does its best to part us from our hard-earned cash. On the plus side, it tries to hook us up online with what we want in an efficient and timely manner. To interpret that for us and tell us how it actually works, pleased to be joined in the studio by Byron Gavin, head of data and analytics at RBBI. Good morning to you, Byron. Thanks for coming in. Your website says that you're the first and only digital agency in the Middle East to specialize in, and this is the bit I don't understand, UX, usability, SEO, CRO, analytics and performance marketing. In reality, what do you do for your clients?
Yeah, so there's a lot of acronyms there. I won't
We won't go into those.
As an agency, generally what we do is go into our clients, say, for an example, it could be a retail client or an e-commerce client, and understand what their challenges are, what the problems are, and what they're trying to solve. So we might look at what customers are the most valuable and who they should be talking to. Like you said, from a footprint that they have, you know, we can go out and reach customers that are most likely to convert. But also we look at, say, the website performance and try and figure out why people or consumers are breaking out of the funnel and they're not actually converting on the website. So it's all about finding the right customers and making sure that the user journey and the user experience on their website is efficiently built.
Typically, would that be things like, I mean, I come to you, I'm a retailer with a website that's okay, but not brilliant. I want to double my online sales and ask you, what can you do for me? Or is it the likes of, for instance, Sears, which is the sort of massive American department store chain that's sort of slowly going bust? If I did come to you and said, I want to double my online sales, what would you actually say?
Yeah, so I suppose I'd first understand what users are turning up to the site.
Yeah.
You know, what is the traffic that they do have? How do we get them to convert at a high rate? So we also, that's where the data comes heavily in there, where we go into their, say, marketing Google Analytics platform, and we'll sort of make funnels and understand how people are going through the journey.
So when you say convert, you mean make a sale?
Make a sale, yes.
So what sort of, if you like, footprints do I leave behind?
Yeah.
I go on to search for a flight to somewhere. Yeah. What can you take out of that interaction with the internet?
Yeah, so quite a lot, but in a positive way. You know, when you land on a website, we know not your name. We don't know anything personally identifiable about you, but we will know, say, a unique number that is your cookie ID, which is this footprint, and the pages that you looked at, what you clicked on, everything that you kind of did on the website. And even if you didn't make that conversion or make that sale, we then sort of look at why you didn't, and maybe we figured out that you weren't ready to purchase yet. So that's when we might...
How would you figure out my intentions? How do you actually know that much about me?
Yeah, sure. So there's segments or groups of people that act in the same way on websites. So we can start by looking at people that do convert and what were the signals before they converted that gives us that answer. So you know, when people might turn up, they might turn up to the same website 3 to 4 times, and there's a likeliness of them to convert because they've done the research, they've understood what they want, and then they've gone through the checkout funnel and they've made the purchase.
Mentioning that sort of, I've come back to a particular website 4 times. Does the algorithm then sort of know that I am actually quite serious about purchasing something, and does it put the price up accordingly? Have I triggered a price rise by going in 4 times?
No. So the price won't move from the fact that you've come back 4 times. There is regulations around that price and doing that. You know, it's more the opposite, to be 100% honest. So what we want to do is ultimately convert the user, as we've discussed. So it's most of the time, if you come back, you might see more specials or promotions that might be, you know, 10% off, 20% off to try and push you down, you know, to make that conversion. So it's not that the price will move higher, it's that promotions will happen. And that's why you do see some promotions across the internet to try and get you to make that decision.
That's what I was just about to say, Byron. If I go and look at flights, for example, I'm browsing on my laptop and I look at a flight to, let's say, Australia, where you're from, and then I go away, don't make the sale, but I'm perhaps then doing something else online, I am likely to see that flight advertised down the side of what I'm reading. Now, are you finding that people then do come back because they're prompted by this, or is that kind of marketing changing now?
They do come back because they're prompted by it. You know, we know there's so much competition in the market for these things, so trying to reach that user again across the internet is a valuable way of enticing them to return. But we discover that it's not. It's a combination of things. So when you see those ads across the internet on other websites, that's one thing. You know, you might see paid media ads. There's also offline marketing that might help. So it's a combination of the right things that the user needs to see to convert. But you know, that's definitely a very valuable way to entice users to come back to the website.
Has the European GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, changed how and what personal data you can or do collect here in the Middle East?
It's certainly made people look at it in a more intense way. What the GDPR has done is bring regulations around and that protects the consumer. So you know, that's why when you go on a website, you might see that the pop-up that says
a tick or accept.
Yeah, can I accept this? So so that's definitely something that's more we're seeing more of it in this region. You know, it's mandatory in the EU, but I think that a lot of the companies and a lot of the markets are actually following. You know, it may be the EU, but a lot of the other markets are just conforming to those types of regulations because I think that, you know, the rest of the markets will pick this up.
And finally, Byron, of course, you work for these companies. This, you know, the end game here is to get us as customers to buy more. What tips do you have for us as consumers then? Because if we know this information is being used, what's a smart way for us to shop?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, if users have the decision, if they don't want to be tracked and followed, then they can go into their Google Chrome account and block the cookies and block the footprint from happening. But, you know, as a consumer, I tend to look at it as it's a convenience factor. You know, we want the items that we put in our cart or checkout to be there when we return if we didn't want to, you know, purchase at that time.
So you mentioned that you can improve the way companies with an online presence actually perform and the return they get from the hits they have from people like myself and Natalie.
Yeah.
What about that other example I threw at you, Sears, who don't have a particularly great online presence despite starting out life as a mail order company? If I came to you and said, look, I really haven't got an online presence, can you do that as well?
Yes. So that's an acquisition thing. You know, there's a lot of people searching around online. There's a lot of people on different websites. So we would then look at, say, this is from our media side of things, our paid media, where we would look at an acquisition strategy to try and get more consumers to come to that website so that we can make them aware, make them turn up, and then hopefully build them into loyal customers.
Let's really appreciate your time this morning, Byron. Thanks so much for coming in. Byron Gavin, Head of Data and Analytics at RBBI. Thank you. We look forward
Thank
to welcoming you,
very much.
You back.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.